welcome back to another episode of New Year, New Look, New Podcast.
I'm Alana.
I'm Annalie.
And I'm Nathan. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's topic. Evie's back, back. Tell your friends, friends. Evie's back, back. Na, na,
na. I don't think that's how the song goes, is it?
I don't care, but Evie's here, everyone.
We're like talking music, and you're already like, I'm coming in and criticizing you. Hello.
Nathan made up a
welcome.
Song.
Welcome. It's a new song.
It's stupid.
It's not stupid.
Okay. Not you and Jocelyn saying the stuff that I say isn't stupid, but whatever. Evie's back, everyone.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to myself, I guess.
Hi. Yes.
It's good to see
you. I'm so happy to have you back.
So happy to be here. It's been forever since I've graced you guys with my presence.
Exactly.
And I've been begging you guys to have me back for months, and you guys just finally gave in.
True.
Yeah.
You convinced us.
I'm really excited for us to have this whole episode where we're going to talk about Hamilton, right?
That's, oh, yes. Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. We're going to talk about all the Degrassi motifs in the Hamilton universe.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't they like name drop it in a Next Class episode?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's like name dropped in Next Class.
It is. Zoe
Stop,
says
Evie knows
your
the
no.
Exact.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
Of course she says your no. Zoe, yeah. Zoe says it, yeah.
to Miles.
Right.
She says you're no Lin-Manuel.
Because he was writing I Am Hope. Yeah, that was right.
Of course I know. You're like, of course Evie knows. It's my two biggest like hyperfixations crossing over. Of course I know.
But actually, what we are going to talk about today is Degrassi and their bands. Now, it seems like almost every season, there is a prominent band or singer or just something musically inclined happens in this show.
Especially in the later seasons, I feel like everyone
There's
wants
so
to be a rock
many.
Star.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Which is wild, but I personally love it because I love shows about people aspiring to be musicians and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like I loved Instant Star, the other show that was by that Stephen Stone worked on. So
yeah.
I'm here for it.
Original music.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I love it. I'm here for it. I know some people complain. It's like, oh, it's not a musical. Also, we all love musicals, so I think we're okay with a good
totally.
Random musical number.
I'm just still mad that Degrassi never had a full-on musical episode like Psych and like Buffy.
Out.
Like
they
yeah.
would be
what about,
so much better
what
than
about
Riverdale?
The Defying Gravity scene?
I guess that counts.
That's
a gray area.
I needed like Simpson's inner monologue.
Oh my god.
In song.
Oh,
like you know.
I would kill for that.
That's
honestly.
All. I just need to know what he was thinking 24/7.
Yeah. It's like it's like that episode of 30 Rock when like someone's like inner mind is like they're all Muppets. And like,
yeah,
I was gonna say like, more like I feel like Mr. Simpson at some points would get close to Miss Hannigan, little girl's status.
Oh, yes,
my
oh,
God.
For sure.
Someday I'll end in the nut house. Yeah,
I think this is a perfect segue into talking about our first band.
That's right.
You know,
speaking of Mr. Simpson,
the Zit Remedies.
Zit Remedies.
I don't really know them, unfortunately.
I'm so excited for you to meet
and
them.
I
think you only know the members.
Yeah. And I've like heard the song vaguely, but
yeah, I was gonna say, don't worry, that's their only song.
They're one hit wonders, baby.
Well, I was gonna say I did have to mention, Sierra wanted me to mention apparently they do have a secret song in one of the books.
Oh.
About porcupines.
Huh.
I did not know this, and I was like, I'll try to bring it up, but that's a
that's
very fun
cool.
fact. There's apparently
that's
a secret Zit Remedy, second Zit Remedy song that exists within the book verse. So I've got to read those books at some point.
Yeah. And
I
need
love to.
And we need to like construct music around the lyrics in said book and make this.
There you go, perform it.
The long lost Zit Remedy track.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. But yeah, I haven't met the Zit Remedy. I mean, I've met all of the members, but I
Yeah.
haven't seen them
I think one of
perform.
my favorite things about Zit Remedy is that it's constantly shown from when it's first introduced. It just keeps being brought back at certain points or even like a teeny tiny little reference. And you're like, oh, I get that reference. Or
I love
like one of
that.
my favorite moments is when Snake meets up with Joey and Wheels at the bowling alley. And
Oh, yeah.
they're having their nice little moment, and then they come back home and they're all singing their song
Everybody
in the
wants that. Yeah.
car.
Yeah, that's
I just
the
I love
experience
it.
I have with them is that episode in Next Generation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like when Snake's going through it. So it's
Yeah, that's during his
a little
cancer. Yeah.
depressing.
Yeah.
So I've always kind of thought of it as like, I think I've said this on my podcast before, where I always kind of thought of it as like sad older men like looking back on their glory
Oh,
days. So I want to
yeah.
see the glory days
Oh,
because,
yeah. You will see the
yeah.
glory days and you will love the glory
I
days. I
remember
think.
being shocked when I watched
Yeah.
it at how long it took to get to there, because that was the
Really?
only thing I knew about Degrassi Junior High was Zit Remedy.
True.
And
Yeah.
then when I watched it with Alana, I was like, when is it happening? Why is it taking so long to happen?
Interesting. Yeah, I have no idea when it comes in. I'm about to watch the fifth episode now, and there's no even hints. Snake like hasn't been a character yet, and
Yeah.
I'm
Oh.
so
Yeah.
confused. Not to spoil it for you, Nathan. Not that
I.
you're not like hiding from
He's not
spoilers
gonna
any more
watch
than
it
I
for a
am.
million trillion years. So,
Yeah, like
yeah.
yeah.
Why do you hate old media? You're
I don't
like
hate old media. I just don't have time to
Oh
like
my
spreading old
goodness.
media.
Ethan,
I
you
love
love
But
it.
that. Jocelyn's not here and Evie joins in on the bullying. I
come
love
on, man. I quit. This is some
it.
bullshit.
I fit in perfectly.
But what I was gonna say, while I haven't seen a lot of old school Degrassi, junior high and high, I have seen clips, particularly like the original version of Everybody Wants Something. But the thing that like I like about this is that this does kind of feel like those kids, like this does feel like a real middle school, high school band that like your friends try to do, and it's like, okay, we know the
Yeah.
same three chords, and like that's basically it. And that honestly, that kind of does carry over into other bands, like primarily I think with Downtown Sasquatch. That's the one that like that
Yeah.
like Zit Remedy walked,
Yeah.
so Downtown
God
Sasquatch
goes
could
to.
run. Yes.
Well, because
Well,
here's the thing.
especially. Oh, sorry.
You go,
You go.
Alana.
Oh, especially with like how Joey initially comes in and is like, hey, Craig, did you know that I was in a band in high school? Let me give
Yeah,
you some
dork.
pointers. And Craig is like, no, Joey, please. I was gonna say, because when you think about it, for one school that has had so many bands over the course of the years, too many of them were successful for it to be real. Too many.
More of them
I
needed
can't
to
think of
suck.
one band that started at my high school,
No.
even in the like
There's bands
amateur starting in
side of it.
college, but not high
Maybe
school.
your peers were just untalented.
True. I also I that very possible.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I had a marching
Sorry you didn't
band.
go to
That was it.
Victorious High School.
Hollywood Arts. Yeah.
I wish. I
I
actually
did.
really wanted to go there. I knew
Me
it didn't
too.
exist, but I mean, I think it's technically based off a real school,
I was about to
but
say, I think there's like at least a couple in California that are like acting, like
yeah.
profession, high
The
schools,
later seasons
whatever.
of Degrassi were definitely starting to feel a little victorious, though, with
Oh,
everybody
yes.
pursuing like some sort of arts thing. I mean, I'm here for it. I, again, like I said,
Robbie
Robbie.
Shapiro and Wesley are distant cousins. I don't have a substantial theory, but that is my headcanon. Anyways,
No, but you're
they're the
right.
same person in different fonts.
Basically,
I
yeah.
so agree with that.
It's like
Wesley
Times New
just.
Roman and then like Times New Roman italic.
Yes.
Not that different,
All right.
That's such a good analogy,
It
and I love
is.
it.
Thank you.
I think that's
Who
all we
is.
can say about the Zits. Yeah.
That's
The
all we can tell
next.
you without spoiling.
Okay.
Thank you.
But next
You're
up,
welcome.
we're going into more familiar territory. I put this as either because I forgot which one it was, but it's either two or three girls with a keyboard,
It's
which
two.
then turned into Paige Michalczek and the Sex Kittens. So,
Yeah.
they exist. I guess.
Yeah, it's like one of the first bands that we see in Next Generation.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the typical like girl drama of like, Terry, we should sing my super sad melodramatic song in front of the entire school, and I'm not going to give you a say in it. And Terry goes, well, no, screw that. I want to sing a fun upbeat song. So, of course, Paige waltzes in and is like, we can make it upbeat. So it starts this whole, yeah, like, debate, and the whole like, typical middle school drama. Like, this would happen in my middle school. Yes. It would happen in my middle school.
Yep.
Like, it's just, that's just honestly.
Very girl drama.
Very accurate, very girl drama. And I think it's just so, it's very campy, especially when they're doing, like, Paige and Terry are doing their upbeat song.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're like, we're going to be Paige, Michael Chuck, and the Sex Kittens. And I'm like, okay. And then they went, no, PMS.
Yeah, PMS. I forgot that was the acronym for that.
Well, because here's the thing. Here's my hot take. I'm all for feminism, but... But I'm just not a fan of any of those bands. The only ones that I like, I don't really care until Downtown Sasquatch, to be completely honest. I could not, like, I just... Nothing. I don't
feminism
know what
is great,
me
but like women shouldn't make music.
Yeah.
No, they can. Just better music.
Well,
like, I'm sorry. Once like we get further on, like Janie and the Stoods eats, and I know that still involves men, but she's the head. She's the face.
Yeah.
But Whisper Hug.
That name girls, does not eat.
The name.
The name
does
not eat.
No. And so it's just like, there's nothing memorable about them other than the fact that they called themselves PMS. And then I'm just like,
Yeah.
I'm automatically unintrigued.
I do think, though, when they're in their Hell Hath No Fury era, that is
pretty
good. That's good.
I like Hell Hath No Fury a lot, yeah, especially because of that whole episode, like, has just good music in general, and Craig is genuinely shaking in his boots.
Oh yeah.
And then he comes up with that song and you're like, work. Which
work.
I really want to find like an Amazon. There is. I've seen one, I think. Or someone who got a CD with, was that Jocelyn? Did Jocelyn get
that is Replica CD Pop with? Culture.
Yeah,
Replica Pop sells that. Yeah. The Craig CD and
yeah,
poster.
The Craig solo, yeah.
I want it because like,
and the
I
CD, yeah,
song.
The CD actually plays Craig's music, the released songs that Craig has, that like Jake Epstein recorded as Craig.
Oh, cool.
So
I want the
promo
best
to,
of those Hollywood one.
Guys, Christmas is coming up.
That's an idea. Replica Pop Culture, if you're listening.
Yes.
A Degrassi, yeah, you said a Degrassi Goes Hollywood CD.
Degrassi
Life is a Show.
Hollywood. If we want to do a little collaboration,
yeah, sponsor
like
us
like a package,
because
we
that'd
could also
cute.
Put our stuff in there too and be a little like,
hey, I'm all for the Degrassi fandom people. Just I'm trying to think of a non-gross word for like what I'm intermingling is I guess not disgusting.
The Degrassi
so
black hole
that.
Sticker had zero
but
bias,
just,
but anyways,
I wish some of those songs were like on social media, because the song that he sings in that episode is so good.
Which one? Rescue You?
No.
Okay.
The one that's like that. I don't know if you'll forgive me.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That
so
one,
I was gonna say
yeah.
Rescue You. I have on Apple Music that
and
I bought
my,
like forever
my
ago.
My Window is also on streaming.
Yeah.
Oh, that I like that one. My Window.
I think.
Really
I don't know if you'll forgive me.
Oh, it's just so good.
But being
and like
blind.
Honestly, I can't even help it. Like I just love Downtown Sasquatch so much.
Yeah, while we're on it, let's discuss the rest of Downtown. So the OG lineup is yes.
This is one where I agree with Annalie, where I'm like, I love feminism, but Downtown Sasquatch is better with just the male members.
I would be sitting there being their little groupie. Like I would. I so would.
So you would be like Manny in that one episode, basically.
I was gonna say I'm that episode where Joey brings his girlfriend and they're sitting on the couch.
But that's also when they play their best song too.
Exactly.
Everybody got a secret. Yeah. Oh, so good.
So good. Because here's the thing. I know I'm biased because Jake Epstein's a Broadway king.
Yes.
But, like, if we had to go and, like, rank vocalist, like, he's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has, so good. Like, actual training and everything. He's so good.
Plus, I just enjoy the members of that band.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He bit me.
Sorry.
It's so good. He bit you?
Finley said, no. Oh, can we cuss on this podcast?
Yeah.
Finley said, fuck Downtown Sasquatch.
Finley's a hater.
Finley is a Finley. Downtown Sasquatch hater.
Finley's in the minority. Sorry, bestie. Sorry.
One of the things I wrote about Sasquatch in my notes was I said Marco and his accordion in that one episode.
Where he left the recording.
Yeah, when they
the
were
demo.
Like, the demo, but then like they were trying to like, because Ashley was like cutting in and they were like that. Now, I love Weird Al. I like accordion music. And the part of me was like, you know what? I kind of vibe with it. So
I kind of vibe with it too.
Yeah.
A fellow Weird Al stan.
Manny and the tambourine.
I don't know if that's just us.
Can we talk about the tambourines real quick? Because every band has the little tambourine player. Hell, even in, which season is it? Imogen in the intro is just playing the tambourine with the rest of Whisperrock.
Yeah. And she slayed.
Yeah.
And her little, also her little, I know we're not on Whisper Hug, but her little like children's toy thing.
Yeah, definitely. In that one episode. Yes.
Is iconic.
But yeah. And then like there's like another member for Downtown. Yeah, it was Ellie, right?
Ashley, and Manny. All three have the moment of being in it. And
because Jimmy was out of it after the shooting. And then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a band that the boys should have just stuck in, and they worked as a wedding band. I think that's about as far as they were ever gonna get.
I agree.
Is that like an insult?
No, I think it's especially because I think they all knew that Craig was such a strong like vocalist on his own, to the point where he would be branching out to do his own thing, and that's exactly what he did.
I was going to say, one of my notes was Craig is the Harry Styles of Downtown Sasquatch.
He is. Okay, so that means Spinner would be...
Spinner is Lee. Spinner
Louis?
Is Louie.
Liam?
Okay. Spinner's Liam. And
Spinner's Liam.
Marco... I want to say Marco is Louis.
And then Jimmy.
Marco's Niall,
yeah. And then
Jimmy's Louie.
Okay.
Or maybe Jimmy's Zane. Jimmy's Zane.
Yes.
Craig. I was about to say Craig. We already did Craig.
Yeah, we already said Craig. Didn't Zane first leave the group? So, yes. Okay.
So that's Jimmy. Kind of... That's
Yeah,
because
Jimmy left.
He got shot, but.
Well,
no. That didn't happen to Zane.
Oh, yeah.
Which but, here's the thing, Mans can still play a bass in a wheelchair. Why?
Oh
did
no,
they
he
make
left.
It...
He left because of the Spinner drama.
Oh
I
yes,
oh
I
yeah.
It wasn't just because he got shot.
But that
my
that was
my brain.
I was misrepresenting things to be.
It's okay.
Funny.
No, it's okay. My brain forgot that too.
But that was still tied in with the shooting, right?
Yes, it was still related to the shooting.
Oh yeah. And then they stole the name for Squatch Designs. I still won't forget that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was Jimmy's intellectual property.
Yeah, Craig's gonna sue.
Craig's gonna sue.
Yeah.
He's too busy.
It's like the Beatles. It's like
he was too busy like off doing coke, I think, at that point. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, he was concerned.
He could have sued for more drug money.
Yeah.
Oh, Craig.
Craig
had some banger songs, though.
He did.
My Window. Rescue
yep.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love both of those. They're
which
so
one?
Good.
Which one did he play in the reunion episode of Next Class?
I think Rescue You.
Yeah. I think that one might be my favorite.
I think
that one's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That every single time it plays during Degrassi Goes Hollywood, I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. Big Craig fan.
That,
for sure.
That checks out.
Nathan has Kid Elric on this list.
Well, the only good Kid Elric did was it brought
Dr. Schmingel Schmargen. Yeah.
What?
Dr. Schmingel
Schmargen. It brought Monroe and Adam together. Because isn't that the concert that they go to? Is
no,
that Kid Elric?
That's Deadhand. No, that's
oh
Deadhand.
My gosh, my brain. No. I'm sorry.
Which Craig, we didn't
my
mention
brain
Deadhand.
Is
oh, yeah, we'll mention that. But like Craig and. Fried. That was when Craig and Marco broke Jimmy out of the hospital so he could go
yeah.
see. And that's so why funny. Craig was like, I need to see Dr. Schmingel Schmargen.
I promise I've watched Degrassi.
Are you sure? Is this like one of those situations where there's like an imposter and you're like pretending we have to figure out who hasn't seen Degrassi?
Brain.
Guys,
zero
we gotta come
brain.
Clean.
God come clean. Audley's not watched Degrassi.
That should have been the premise for our podcast. Two people have seen it, but one hasn't. Which
that
one?
Would be so I have too funny. Much yeah. of an obsession over Monroe Chambers to not have watched Degrassi.
True.
That's valid.
True.
But yeah, Kid Elric is there for like he's mentioned a lot throughout the show, but he only appears in one episode.
He's divorced.
And, oh, I apologize.
Beheaded.
What?
Died.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Six.
The I musical. Haven't listened to Six the Musical. Some of the songs come up on my shuffle sometimes, but I don't even know. It's. Okay, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay, stop the recording. This has been funny. I'm kidding.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, now that we're jumping all over. Like. Okay, so so Kid Elric is there. We already covered Craig. We already covered Craig in his solo career. Hell Has No Fury, I felt like only had that one spot in the that talent show, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And then Ashley did her own thing, which was good.
And Ashley and Jimmy, which we also didn't list.
Oh yeah,
yes.
That the start of Drake, as we call it, because like that's when he first.
Come on, Nathan.
My parents.
It wasn't listed on the episode. Wiki, okay? It wasn't listed in the.
Come
wiki.
On, Degrassi Wiki. No, I'm
yeah.
just
Come on, Degrassi Wiki.
I love you, Degrassi Wiki.
Yes.
You have literally made my life worth living for the past like 10 years.
I want to find the person that made the Degrassi Wiki.
Me too.
Well, it's very much I don't know who made it, but it's very much like a community effort that people
because some of the stuff on there is so funny.
Yeah, like
oh
some
my
of
gosh,
the episode Bro. Descriptions are just like not what happens in the episode.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's the charm.
Degrassi.
I love, you know what I do love about the Degrassi Wiki? Is the nicknames section where it's just anything that the character has ever been called once
yes.
in their life,
Stop.
Whether it's an actual
yeah.
nickname
and who
or not.
They were called it by.
Yeah.
It's like, I really don't need to know the one time that, like, what, like, it's the most random thing. And I'm like, thank you, Degrassi Wiki. You're very comprehensive.
Yes. So, yeah, the Ashley and Jimmy, and then Ashley, like, turns around and just takes Jimmy's track off of. The thing I was so mad.
She knew he was going to be Drake.
Yeah, like
true. She couldn't handle
on the grass.
It.
You know, I'm here.
I actually just watched that episode with my parents, and they were like, "She, what is she doing?" And then they're like, "Why did she do that?" And I was like, "You know what? I think they were just afraid. She was afraid."
Yeah.
She knew Drake. He was going to be good.
My parents. I don't think my parents hate Ashley, but they definitely were not happy with Ashley after that one. And I was like, yeah.
Same, so.
Yeah.
Ashley
I know I'm not the biggest
is not
Ashley
popular.
Fan.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the, I don't love or hate Ashley.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Early on in the show, like, we were like, Ashley hate club, but now I'm kind of like, she's not
down
off,
with
that, you know, like
with any people... Degrassi character, it's like it's a teenage child, like I'm not unless they
exactly.
murdered somebody, I'm probably not gonna be that upset with them.
Right,
the only reason I wouldn't like someone is because I'm like, you're genuinely a bad person and I would not be friends with you in high school. But at the end of the day, like I get it.
But, I still empathize with most characters on. So there are obviously characters who have done like inexcusable things, but we're not talking about those characters. We're talking about fucking Ashley, like who deleted a track on a rap and was just like overall an unstable teenage girl.
What's funny is he still gets his, I mean, if you want to look at it, like in this way, Jimmy still gets his dream because he goes on to be Drake.
Yeah.
So
and apparently they've made amends by the I'm Upset video. So I mean,
true.
They're all good.
Yes. Go listen to our I'm Upset video if you want to.
Evie, are you wearing a Glee shirt?
Oh, did you just notice that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
I wish I could say I dressed for the occasion, but I have been wearing this since yesterday. This is just what I was wearing.
I have a shirt. I think I left it at home, but it's a shirt that says it's a Glee thing you wouldn't understand.
I love that. I need that. I have, yeah, so much Glee merch.
I needed to make sure I wasn't going crazy.
No, you're not going crazy. I'm representing right now.
Yes.
Happily.
We kind of talked about Craig already.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stoods.
Oh my God.
Okay. I love Stoods post bunny masks.
Yeah.
The bunny masks.
I'm like, are weird.
I really don't understand why it's so embarrassing that you're trying to start a band. Why you want to hide it that way.
I wonder if it's because most of them are like jocks.
It's like,
we want to like keep it mysterious and it's cool because then our girlfriends won't know either. And then like when they do find out, it'll be cool. Like, I don't know.
I'm still shocked that Spinner wore the bunny mask.
Yeah.
He really didn't want to do that.
He didn't want to, but he did. And then I'm like, why? Don't give in. Be strong.
I would love it just being all of them in masks and then just Spinner.
Yeah.
Not in a mask.
Yeah.
That'd be iconic.
They did Masked Singer before it was a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were the original Masked Singers. I also just learned, apparently the Masked Singer actually has like an actual game. It's not just, they don't just like sing a song.
Yeah.
There's actually like a plot.
There's clues and
I thought they just like sang a little song.
No.
And then the guests were like,
they're competing against each other, and then
there's
one
like,
person's revealed every week, but there's clues. So like the audience can put together clues. I had several TikToks go viral because I dissected clues of people on Masked Singer.
Go off.
I'm wrong
because
half the time.
I go
anyway,
hard with that show, except for this season's kind of been.
Yeah,
I
agree.
There hasn't been any Degrassi people on the Masked Singer, have there?
Well,
imagine Stefan Berggren. Is it like all Hollywood people?
It could be athletes, it could be musicians,
but not like
any actors.
Yeah.
Has it been any like foreign people, or is it just
They do have like localizations, so like there's like a Japanese version, there's like a UK version.
Is there a Canadian version?
I think there might be, but what's weird, there's also like there's like a Hispanic version of it, and for some reason Drake Bell was on there.
Oh well, he's
Mexican now. Yeah, I mean, I know he's big there, but like it was weird. But we're talking about Stu, not Drake Bell.
The Masked Singer Canada is hosted by Dove Cameron.
What?
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 Huh. Hmm?
That's really
what?
Cool. How do we get Nick Cannon and they get Dove Cameron? Like,
when did that become a thing? That's cool.
It started
Are we both looking at the Masked Singer Canada Wikipedia page? Keep this
I'm looking at the Masked Singer
Wiki. This will be a bonus.
I love that we got here.
I didn't know that. That's fun. But yeah, to bring it back to Degrassi though, I would love like any Degrassi actor. Jake Epstein would be great on the Masked Singer Canada.
No one would know. Oh, Masked Singer Canada, yes.
Yeah,
Masked Singer Canada, yes.
Yes. Jake Epstein, who else?
Jake Epstein. Go on Masked Singer Canada.
Yes.
Stefan Berggren.
Cassie Steele.
Stefan Berggren.
Cassie Steele.
Linda Skyler.
Linda Skyler,
yeah,
Stephen Stone.
No, we had
Stephen Stone sings.
Sarah Palin was on the U.S. version, so like they've had like regular, they've had like weird contestants.
You know who
should be
on the U.S. version?
Drake.
You know whose voice would be very recognizable that you would be able to figure out on the Masked Singer?
Yes, I think I know what you're hinting at.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Whisper Hug.
Eliza.
No, Studs. Stoods. We're talking about Stoods. I keep calling it Studs. I'm Stoods.
Well, it's Janie and the Studs. They do change it to Studs.
I was going to get to that. So Stoods, post bunny masks, were good.
Hey, Kelly.
But Jane just kind of like took it like up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was also like, it was fun because I feel like this was the first band we were actually seeing like success with, because they got to be in the Kevin Smith movie.
No, that was the Jason Mewes movie. Musical High.
Well, both.
Well, yeah, well, technically.
Kevin Smith, Jason Mewes. Yeah.
That's the same person.
Yeah. Hollywood. Degrassi goes Hollywood.
Have you ever seen them in the same room?
Have you ever seen Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes in the same room?
He's not my Trixie.
Yeah. But I also like literally like, oh my god, Hey California, what else? I also love how Jay is the drummer for that one instance. Yep. In California. Yeah. With Manny also. Manny can sing too. Yeah, Manny's had some musical singing moments. That was good.
Don't get me started.
Yes. Just want to give House Arrest its dues.
House Arrest,
thank you. I love House Arrest. Best.
Even though, what was it, Sav was like obsessed with like filming the video, and he was like, so weird. He was like Kubrick during The Shining. He's like, we need to get like 100 takes of this.
That was such a weird little subplot.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Do you like House Arrest when it was Peter that led it, or better when it was Jane that
Jane.
Led it?
Jane.
Yeah.
That's an instance where feminism wins.
And then, of course, Jane in Goes Manhattan, right? She's with that one band.
Jane Goes Manhattan.
Yeah. I mean, technically, because, like, that whole section is all that goes to Manhattan. The rest of the stuff happens in Canada. So, like,
what is that band called?
Oh,
I wanted to say Midnight Sun, but I think that's a Twilight book.
I was about to say.
It is a Twilight book.
What is it called?
This is the skin.
Something similar. Flashing Midnight.
I just remembered.
I wasn't even looking at my phone. Alana, you saw. I wasn't even looking at my phone.
Crazy.
So Midnight is in the title.
Proud of myself. Yeah, Flashing Midnight.
Okay.
I would not have known that, actually.
Okay.
But I will say, this does start Jane's crazy plot in that special, like after the band. She's like, what, my ex is getting married, time to go all psycho.
I hated that.
Yeah. But I will say my favorite part of that is, oh, you have freaking Sav and who is it talking outside, was it
Sav and Danny?
Sav and Danny were talking outside the tent while like stuff's going on. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I mean, Emma and Spinner just like talking outside
and just way. I did not like the Manny and Jane cat fight thing.
No.
Although I will say, I am a Spinma supporter.
I am too.
Oh, is this a Annalie?
Annalie?
Yes.
Are you a Spinma supporter? Are you a Spinma supporter?
Okay.
This is a full Spinma support podcast.
Here's the
right
thing.
Now.
I'm kind of like on the same.
Yeah.
I think Annalie and I are on the same track right now.
Similar,
I'm a Spinma supporter, but I'm going to say it. I haven't said it in so long. In my mind. Sean and Emma, because, you know, they literally like say, like, Miriam literally said in an interview, she's like, I think they got divorced. I think Sean came back and they are happily married with kids. And I was like, you know what?
I don't see
I would be pleased with that.
I'm not happy with either. But
I just think Emma and Sean did deserve a happy ending after going through so much.
Spemma was the best thing I never saw coming.
Yeah.
Spemma was the best thing I never saw coming.
It's hard. Yeah. As long as she's happy.
Yes.
Do I think they rushed into things? 1000%.
Yes.
But they're cute.
So yeah, Janie and the Studs, really good. The Grassy
Janie
Band.
And the Studs.
Janie and the Studs.
I like them a lot.
Yeah.
I love Jane's voice. But can we go back to, because you brush right over it. I know they're not technically a band, but Manny has some really killer musical numbers.
Yes.
And I just need to put some respect on Cassie Steele and
Crash
her voice,
My Party.
Especially.
Crash My Party.
Life is a show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
again, skydiving, about to
so
let go.
Good.
Yep, again with the tambourine. That
oh,
crash
my
crash my.
I can't even express. Well, you all know this, I think. Degrassi Goes to Hollywood is my favorite Degrassi episode of all time. I can quote it by heart. I was quoting it by heart when we watched it on the Discord. But I will be so excited for when I can finally watch it with my parents, because I know that they are going to eat up every second of it.
Doug especially is going to love that.
I think her singing Crash My Party in the bar gives the same vibes as Rapunzel doing I Have a Dream.
I got a dream. You see these burly bikers just kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then like Mia's kind of nudging them like, eh?
Hey, she's the head.
So yeah. Funny. I just wanted to put some respect on that because
yeah, put very... some respect on Cassie Steele's name.
Also
put
because Jay's on drum for both of them.
Yeah. At I the cry, wedding too. Jay. Yeah. The wedding. They
I
performed
love Jenny
at the wedding.
Oh, so dearly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next up I wrote Jenna Middleton. She didn't really have a band.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. We kept saying Jenna... this like
We were like, she is Taylor Swift, like yes. Country Taylor
it's
Swift.
It's Taylor Swift's like debut/ yep. Fearless era.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, the writers I think were like, hey, Taylor Swift, do that with this character.
Yeah, let's just
especially,
do that.
Especially like there was some song she sang on when she was on the competition show. She sang Next some song, star. And I was like,
yep,
Next Teen Star. When
sorry,
she did
I
that,
just
I was like.
Yep.
It was going to come to me.
Technicalities.
There right yeah. now.
Just got the Degrassi wiki in my brain. I can't
the
help
Degrassi
it.
Wiki, it plus. Left the page and it went into Evie's mind. Actually.
She's a teen mom and she's performing. And then Casey's like,
good.
Oh yeah, mom.
Wide
horse. Okay. As weird
there
as
was
that
a song
scene.
That sounded like Fearless.
As weird as the whole white horse scene is between her and Sav. Oh, it's
so
a great,
weird.
It's a great duet though. I'm sorry. It's so good.
I do like their voices together.
But I can't stop thinking of just Jenna going like, goodbye. Just giving
intense
like,
eye
like,
contact.
Yeah, like it's and then Sav is of course just like, just keep like.
I liked, what was the song? Not Shine. That one got on my nerves. What was the other one? I'm forgetting. Oh, the one, I'm Just a Girl, that the teacher sings. I like that
yes.
one.
Oh yeah,
I liked that one.
Yeah.
See, and that's another thing with Jenna, because I feel like they just completely dropped her music thing once Maya came into the picture, and like,
yeah.
And then she's
like we found
her
new Taylor Swift,
and it's like we need to give her something to do, pair up with Connor, why not? And it worked, and I love them so much.
It worked.
We've found our reputation, 1989 Taylor Swift. We can get rid of the early Taylor
yeah.
Swift.
Exactly. Yes.
Quick, she's changing types of music. We gotta make a new character.
Maya's version, Jenna's version.
Because when you think about it, I'll talk about it when we get to Maya. Never
okay,
mind. I'll hold on to it.
Okay.
I just wanted to quickly backtrack to technically not a band, but Sav's Anya song needed
oh
an
God.
Honorable mention.
My Anya.
My one and only Anya.
So good.
So iconic.
That's incredible.
Or, oh girl, you make my
oh,
heart.
No.
Was that the one? No, did he sing that at the LARP thing or was that also Anya?
No, that was the song that he sang for Miss O.
That he made for
oh,
Miss O.
Oh, yeah.
And Mo.
Oh. Yeah, Mo.
Oh, yeah.
Mo leaked it.
Girl,
yeah,
in front of her.
That was during the whole Love
you
Roulette
so
stuff, though.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
they made the casino inspired music, and they made
yeah.
the song. That was when they Jenna was writing the song where her baby rolled off the changing table.
Yes, oh my gosh.
Nathan,
not the laughter.
No,
not the spit take.
No, because
that was funny.
No, I was laughing because I forgot that happened, and then it just reminded me like how insane this show can get sometimes.
Not the spit
this show
take.
Is bonkers, guys.
Me, was, Jenna, was, you cannot take 2 seconds to finish changing your baby
yeah.
before you writing down a lyric.
Is your like, I have an idea.
Is your brain that?
You know what that... it reminds me of? I never brought this up when we talked about this, but you ever seen that Sims meme where it's like
of the ba-
the baby on fire and then the mom on the computer like, not now, honey, I'm writing my...
One of my
not now, I'm writing a song for Love Roulette.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, I was driving home with one of my friends for Thanksgiving break, and I started explaining some of the Degrassi lore, and I was like, yeah. So and like, you know, like Drake gets shot. So I didn't want to explain the characters, and I was like, yeah, and then this and this and this. And you know what? This person gets this happens, and this person gets scot-free for this. And I just kept going and going. And she was like, Anna, what the fuck are you watching? And I was like, it's 14 seasons. And she went, oh my God.
500 honestly, episodes.
Yep.
I love it so much.
Of chaos.
Yep. We love Pure Jenna chaos. Middleton. Jenna is Taylor. Now,
she is.
I don't care what anyone
oh
says.
Oh my gosh, Nathan.
Oh, no, let you speak, Nathan.
I am a three tenor stand. Stan. I know I said Stan. Shut up. But I love. I just. Okay. While, like, they barely lasted a full episode, the concept was just as silly. It was literally like, I'm a silly, goofy guy. I love silly stuff. But it's just, I don't know. It was just, it was like a funny side plot. And afterwards, they're like, hey, it's like those girls are checking them out at the dot. And I'm just like, it's so funny. It's so funny.
My favorite thing is how they use the little flute music as background music for like several seasons of the show.
Yeah.
I also think it's funny the lore, like the, not the lore, the continuity of Dave being a supposedly bad singer in the Three Tenors, and then he gets to Romeo and Jules and he's a good singer.
Voice lessons.
I was to say, he was watching some voice lessons on YouTube. He was watching that kid, that Tristan guy. Like he knows what's up.
But then again, Tristan was like, you are the sun, the moon.
Oh, he knows what's up.
Yeah.
I just wanted to very quickly.
Yeah. I can barely hear it, but I know exactly.
I was gonna say, I have no idea how that's going to come through, but yeah. I was playing the song.
It's me and Alana being like.
For those of you guys listening, Evie just played the Three Tenors track. Anyways.
I just wanted to reveal a little bit of lore about the song. If you guys didn't know, that there is actually a full version of it on YouTube. And it reveals that, and it reveals one, it's called Frag This, and it reveals it was written by Connor from Connor's point of view about Love Queen 16. That is 100% canon.
Oh my God.
Oh, because like frag is a video game term and stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
but so it's like, you were always online, always on my mind. That's why I couldn't see you. That's why love is blind. I know the fucking lyrics. I'm not looking at them. I'm like,
yes.
I don't know what that says about you, Evie.
God, my Spotify rap next year is going to look weird. Okay.
if it were on Spotify, I would.
Yes.
If there was a YouTube Wrapped, it would show that I listened to Say Hello to the Bad Guy too much.
Oh, yeah. we covered that in our theater episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Three Tenors, Live, Laugh, Love.
That's my little fun fact that Connor wrote that song. It's mentioned in the show that Connor wrote that song. But it's not mentioned, like the whole lyrics are not, but they recorded like the whole song, and that
that's
is
good
available, and that's a fun little piece of lore, Three Tenors lore that you didn't know.
So, I love Whisper Hug.
Whisper Hug.
I love Whisper Hug. Here's the thing. The first time I saw Whisper Hug, I literally looked at Alana and I was like,
it's camp.
I was very like not
it's
sure.
It's so campy.
But then as they keep going and then in rewatching it, when we rewatched it with Nathan, I was like, oh my gosh, I love Whisper Hug.
Ever since the beginning with when Imogen had her, you know, the little wine
toy
glasses
piano.
on the turntable.
Oh, yes.
And yes, oh wait, so that was also the chicken cutlet moment, right? When they were like, when Mo was auditioning for the band. So yeah, Whisper Hug consisted of Mo, Maya,
Zig,
Adam, and Imogen.
Adam. Yeah.
And they're just, oh, they're so good. That also feels like a believable high school band as well. You know?
Did you say Zig?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, one quick mention, Zooby Zooby Zoo, not on this list, but not we'll count it anyway.
Oh my gosh. Also,
one fun thing about Zig, that he was in Whisper Hug, and then in Next Class, Maya's like, you can't play guitar. Like,
yes! Yes! Yeah.
Yes! Oh, it's like literally y'all were in a band together plot like holes. 2 seasons ago. But okay. Mm-hmm.
Retcon.
Again. Like
Dave can't black sing hole. And then suddenly can, and then Zig can play guitar and then suddenly can't.
Yeah.
Was he playing guitar or was he play? Why did I think he played bass? He played guitar.
Adam played bass.
No, wait, okay.
Adam played bass.
Adam played bass, yeah.
And yeah, he played guitar and he sang a little bit too. What did Mo do?
He was
like.
Was he drums? I thought he was drums.
Was he?
Yeah.
Internet.
Oh, you got this. Yeah.
Slash
everyone
synthesizer.
Grabbed their
phones. I had to move locations. So
or not synthesizer, whatever it was.
Okay. So, yeah, this photo. Okay, yeah. So, the photo shows Adam on bass. Mo on keyboard and like synthesizer with like a laptop. Maya on cello, Zig on vocals and guitar, and Imogen on wine glass turntables. So,
wine glass turntables.
Yeah, when you look up the Degrassi wiki specifically for Whisper Hug. It says Zig, lead vocalist, guitarist, bassist, Maya, cello, vocalist, possibly other instruments, Imogen, tambourine, glasses, drums, backup vocals.
Oh yeah, she was drums.
Mo, founder and keyboard, and then Adam, bass.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Adam was in it right away.
He was sick.
If I remember correctly, yeah.
Quote unquote. Yeah. Like they had him. They were like, boo, Adam's sick. I remember. That was a line that Imogen said.
But then, I honestly like Up in a Cloud a lot, because
I love Up in a Cloud. It's
just like you said, the toy piano, just like it's so good. And plus, that was the
Finn has the major zoomies right now. He just keeps yeeting back and forth behind me.
He's just anyway, like for real.
He loves Whisper Hug. So. But yeah, like, and also that was the episode with Chaz Bonar, right? With the that was the battle of the bands.
The other band stole that song.
Yeah,
then they had
the Tarzan song.
They stole Tarzan.
Their version of that song sounded really bad.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So then when they were playing that recording, when Maya and Zig were having that tension. Tori and Cam were there. They were like, oh, let's play the song for them and go leave the room. And then they press play on it and it's like Zig being so out of tune singing.
Yeah.
It's like maybe they should have stole that song from y'all because y'all were not about to do it justice.
And again, like you said, they like totally drop the fact that Zig doesn't perform. Like he's just
Zig also just picks up and drops hobbies. So much. Like he was skateboarding, he was a chef, he did music.
Did theater.
Built drugs.
He sold drugs. He modeled for like a second.
Yeah, he stripped.
Oh yeah, he stripped.
Like 2 seconds.
For two seconds, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like Trish. He's like fucking Trish in Austin and Ally. He's just like,
oh my god.
Guess you got a job as
a stripper.
that's the band Austin and Ally. So sorry.
Austin and Ally, if it was on today, but like for our
day. Okay, I'm sorry, but the way that you just said, I don't know what I am on. It's some Degrassi evolution. I don't know if it's like.
Are you okay?
When people write fan fiction. I think it's like fan fiction because it was like, here are all these other characters that joined Whisper Hug.
I've seen those. I've seen
and literally, as you said, Austin and Ally, I was looking at this.
Oh my god!
Because they'd added people, and I was like, "This is not real." And then I'm continuing to scroll, knowing it's not real, but confused why it exists.
Because one time this is like a different wiki, but I was looking up info about Jack Simpson, you know, the Simpson kid. And they like, oh God, who did they fake cast as Jack Simpson? Hold on.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it being like community run and community whatever, mm-hmm. so that anybody can add whatever they want. Is people just add fully fake information on there from their brains.
Well, yeah, and this is like Dylan Degrassi Sprouse. Evolution Wiki.
Oh, Dylan Sprouse. Yeah, like the Wiki Degrassi, a whole new start. Archie Simpson played by Dylan Sprouse.
Stop.
The German kid from Shake It Up is Jack Simpson. No, we're not gonna do that. Anyway,
Gunther?
Gunther, yeah. Gunther? They had the actor from Gunther.
Said, I was not
from my brain.
This Reddit post says, I was not joking when I called Whisper Hug a random pre-K band.
and the little tykes. Okay.
That does sound like a name like a bunch of 4-year-olds would come up with.
Whisper Hug. Like, so yeah, Whisper Hug is camp in the best way.
Yes.
I love it so much.
And one of the members of Whisper Hug went on to do their own thing. Well, technically, Maya had her own band, which consisted of, oh God,
her, Grace and Jonah.
Yes, Grace and Jonah.
Come on.
It's been a minute, okay?
We haven't talked about Next Class yet on the
show.
For you.
Yes, I've watched it. But and I'm just going to be real. I don't like that music from that band particularly because it's like all the techno and it's like, I don't know. It was very jarring.
Want to Get Off song. I don't really like that one.
Yeah.
With all the, like, I don't even know what to call it. But
I thought Not Okay wasn't bad though.
Not Okay is good and I'm tired of pretending that it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
also,
I think it was good. It just was overplayed.
It was overplayed, but overplayed does not equal bad. That's like saying Problem by Ariana Grande is bad.
Yeah. Well, that was the same thing. Like, everyone knows Last Exit. And I wouldn't consider it overplayed, but I kind of would. And like, I mean, I like it. Even though
Last Exit just makes me sad because all I think about is the context.
I remember the first time I watched that episode and Nathan was like, oh, she's recording a song. And Annalena and I were like,
She's recording a song.
A song.
Yeah.
A song.
What I was going to say earlier is I feel like here Maya was like, known for playing the cello.
Yeah.
And I'm all for like musical growth. Right. Yeah. But like after she stops like playing cello and Whisper Hug, she like never talks about playing the cello again.
Right.
She stops playing cello after Cam dies though.
Yeah. And so it's just like,
never
I don't
picks
know.
It up again.
Hmm.
And so
it would have been nice if they actually addressed that though.
Exactly. I feel like it's something that's inferred rather than like,
I thought
she explicitly talked about.
I thought she had like a whole episode where she was like doing like a cello, like,
yeah, like that was right final, after Cam's
that
death.
Was right had, that was right
yeah
the audition
yeah,
like okay. the day they discovered Cam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
Ooh, my God, I just got like goosebumps a little bit. That literally
yes.
I'm like not okay. I'm not okay by Maya Matlin's band that doesn't have a name, which is crazy.
Literally, the wiki called it Maya's band. And
Maya Matlin and the Sex
Kitten. Yeah.
I feel like Maya was the better, like, the arc of Maya's music, and even with, like, some of the turns it took as far as her character, I feel like it was what they wanted Ashley to kind of go through, but done 10 times better.
I very much agree. I think Maya's arc in general was like one of the best, most well done, because they like took so much time and they were able to like learn from the past similar characters like Ashley. Like I definitely think Maya and Ashley are very similar characters.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. So I 100% see that and I 100% agree with that. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley walked so Maya could run. There you go.
Yeah.
True. I will give her that.
Oh, I also wanted to say, just like the Whisper Hug, just like the Three Tenors song, full versions and demos of Maya's songs are available on YouTube.
Yeah.
By the songwriter.
Oh yeah. Them,
and they are amazing. I don't know if y'all have checked those out before.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I have. That's really good.
They're really good. And I have listened to them so many times because the originals are not on streaming.
So yeah.
It's just so good.
And of course, we'll talk more about Maya and her music career in our next class discussions, which will happen. We promise they will happen sometime.
You better have me back.
Definitely. Yeah.
Discussions.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We got to have all of your thoughts on Lola.
Oh, yeah.
She was a showgirl. My favorite Degrassi band song is My Headband by Rachel Berry.
They're the only child
loser
song.
Only child song.
Oh my god.
Her and Peter can sing it together.
I turned this. I remember watching that episode, and I think, was it you watching it for the first time, Annalie? I think you were watching it for the first time, and she started singing Only Child, and I went, guys, it's me. She wrote this song for me.
You are kind of Rachel Berry coded, and that sounds like an insult, but
no, I get what you're saying. That's what you're Peter School.
I mean it with love, I promise.
Yeah, I get it, especially because I literally go to theater school.
Yeah, you are.
There are some real Rachel Berrys in theater school for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And how crazy it is that Evie has met multiple band members from these bands.
That's I know, right?
Insane.
Yeah. Can we talk about that? I've met, Paula Brancati, Jane.
Oh.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I met Stefan Brogren,
which
was insane.
You met Jordy.
I met Jordy, I'm trying to think of...
We forgot a band!
Who did we forget? I met Olivia Scriven also, which I didn't mention.
We forgot Becky and Jonah's band.
Prodigal Spoon.
Yeah. That was...
We can forget about them. That's okay.
That was in my hating Jonah arc for like...
He hated Jonah.
I hated Jonah.
That's something
first.
I'm interested to talk about about next class, because Nathan hated Jonah.
Why is that past tense?
Because he doesn't anymore.
He warmed up later on in next class to me, at least. Okay.
Did his random child arc really get to you? That one episode where he says he has a child and then nothing comes of it?
I just like Grace and Jonah, okay? I just like them, okay?
I like Grace and Zoe.
Okay, fair enough. To be fair.
But I do love Grace and Rasha, who I met. Rasha.
Oh, Slay.
Yeah.
Slay.
No, it was Zoe and Rasha, right? Or
that's what I'm saying, Zoe, because I was saying I love Grace and Zoe. But then I also love Zoe with Rasha.
You said Grace and Rasha. I was like, when did that happen? Oh, no. I was like, when
that's
did that happen?
My fanfic, I guess.
Sorry.
That's what you sent me. No, I'm kidding.
Switched the subconscious with reality.
Link?
Yeah.
My Grasha fanfic.
Grasha fanfic?
Yeah.
I can make it work.
Oh, for sure.
I think I could make any like gay Degrassi ship work in my little brain.
Yeah.
I did Bruce the Moose, and I've convinced so many people of Bruce the Moose and Donnie DeMarco.
It makes perfect sense, though. It makes a lot of sense.
If I can do that, I think I can convince anybody of any gay ship.
Honestly. Oh, yeah. So, Stefan Brogren, if you're listening to this.
Stefan,
please.
Yes.
Met Evie.
Yeah, guy who played Mo. If you're
but
you know, I was about to joke and be like, you don't know his name.
Mo.
Jacob.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying his last name correctly. I'm sorry.
Okay. I love Mo. Mo Mashcore lives here.
Mo Mashcore.
Yes.
I'm doing a little heart. I love you.
Okay.
If I've learned anything from this podcast episode, it's that Nathan and Evie are the same person in different fonts.
True.
Yes.
I honestly agree with that.
Well, yeah, because we're Weird Al.
No, the minute you said Weird Al Stan, I'm like, oh, so you have that in common too?
That makes a lot of things click into place. I feel like
favorite Al album. Go.
No, I don't know.
So one time in middle school. We had a talent show thing, and my friend sang Amish Paradise dressed as an Amish man.
Yes.
Oh my god.
I really
one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like
he
that
also
one.
A different year sang eBay, the eBay song.
I just had that I stuck in my head yesterday. eBay.
So Weird Al, if you're listening to this.
Stop.
Okay, I literally know the entire Hamilton polka, which should not surprise
anybody. Oh, yeah.
No.
I really like Al's album, Alpocalypse. That one, I think, has some of his cool stuff on it. But that's just me.
The Weird Al cast now. We're just
yes
talking about
Weird there, Al. There's actually a podcast. I've only listened to some episodes of it, but it's called The Weird Al. Let me say it. It's called The Weird Alphabet Fine. Podcast. And they go through like all of Al's discography from A to Z. And it's really cool. So,
well, I guess I could just look that up.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Just like
yeah,
send me the link.
I have the internet. I can
again,
also
I haven't listened to every episode, but like I go to my favorite tracks and be like, oh, that's cool. Like,
yeah, that's how I listen to stuff. I don't usually listen to it in order. I'll go by whatever I actually want to listen to.
Yeah.
So, and that's, is that your plug for the episode?
I guess so.
Everybody?
Sure.
Go listen to that.
Yes. We get one plug per episode.
Also,
sorry,
but
Evie.
Also, but also, Evie has a podcast that
that's right.
y'all should listen
I guess
to.
That's what I should plug.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, we got so sidetracked.
Yes. Evie, what is your podcast?
My podcast is called Degrassi Schools In, and it is a fellow podcast on the Degrassi Kid Network, which
we are all
What's
a
that?
Part of.
Yeah.
A little collab, if you will.
Yeah. I'm sure you will explain it in a little nicely pre-recorded thing.
Yes, I think it's at the
okay, outro. Well, then I'll let later Nathan explain that.
Okay, yeah.
But my podcast is I am watching Degrassi Junior High and eventually Degrassi High for the first time, and I'm documenting it, and I'm bringing fans on to discuss it, including eventually Annalie and Alana. I saw your face. I'm like, I know. I'm having y'all on. I have somebody lined up for the Great Race, but then I think I have a couple episodes free after that, so we'll have to coordinate.
Just give me like a year to watch all of it, and then we can talk.
He'll be on the reunion episode.
Yeah, you can. You'll be on like the last episode,
the year in review.
I'll be on the School's Out episode.
Yeah,
the last episode.
Exactly. That's when you'll finally catch up.
Yeah, I thought it was good. Like that's probably
hey,
my.
Hey, that was pretty good. I should have watched that earlier.
Yeah.
But I will be having Alana and Annalie on at some point to talk about Degrassi Junior High, and then I can start listening to y'all's episodes on Degrassi Junior High.
Our Degrassi Junior High episode is so funny.
It's
oh,
so
do you
funny.
Have just one episode.
Yeah, they
yes.
they
because we talked about the entirety of Degrassi Junior High in one episode.
Sounds difficult.
It was,
yeah,
but it was so funny because it's an unedited. It's an unedited episode because Nathan hadn't
can't
watched
listen.
It.
Yeah,
so it's just yeah,
it is chaos, especially the very end when we start talking about the last episode because that's chaos.
Yeah.
I can't listen anytime soon, but everybody should go listen to that if you've seen Degrassi Junior High.
But also, if you love theater, that's another reason to join the Patreon, because then you can join the Discord server special chats that are
after
specific
clubs,
to subscribers.
Oh, yeah.
Members.
I love.
And so.
The Drama Club?
We have the Drama Club.
The Drama Club is so fun.
Which is, for us to all nerd out on Woo. Musical theater. And
because we all just bother Jocelyn with all of our stuff in our group chat.
We
so
just
like,
all
right,
send
let me contain you guys to
one area.
Here's a Gutenberg video.
Gutenberg.
Yeah.
Poor Jocelyn in our group chat, just getting all of this musical theater shit she does not care about.
We appreciate it so dearly that you put up with it, Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I just want to say I love 21 Chump Street.
I love it.
Yes,
it's so
what
good.
I gotta do to be
everybody's got a cousin who can hook them up with something. Everybody's got a
take the money.
Oh,
my God, the money. That is
yes.
I don't want your money. You're making me feel guilty. Take the money. Oh my God. Yes.
I remember having watched it, and then when I was scrolling through TikTok one day, and that was like a viral sound of the. I got it just for you. Take your money.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
It's
Anthony Ramos's pipes.
Yes.
gracing
I'm
my
so obsessed with it. And I, yeah, I remember I posted about it, and both Annalie and Alana, if not also Nathan, responded to it, and I was like, y'all get it, you get
yeah.
it.
Yes,
we do get it.
Stream especially... In the Heights on HBO Max.
Love In the Heights.
I yes. haven't seen In the Heights.
It's so okay. Good. I've watched it for the first time at the beginning of the year.
Oh yeah,
I was very late to the game.
It. It's good. Also, Tick Tick Boom. Lynn directed that.
I've seen Tick Tick Boom.
Okay,
Boom
good. We're so still good. Friends. Good. Okay.
We're still
but
friends.
But all
yeah.
that to say, we love Degrassi bands.
Yes.
And we love Lin-Manuel.
And we love Lin-Manuel Miranda. petition to put Lin-Manuel Miranda in the Degrassi reboot that I still believe will happen someday.
Yes,
he's,
please.
He's gonna be in it because, like, yeah, he's a fan of the show, right? Yeah.
There's no way. Yeah. There's no way Eli has not worked with Lin-Manuel Miranda in New York.
You know what?
At this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
he totally has.
At this point, because Lin covers all corners of the entertainment industry.
Everywhere.
Does he fully have his EGOT, or does he almost have his
he
EGOT?
Does not have an EGOT. He's missing the O. He has not won an Oscar yet, which I think is a crime. So Scuttlebutt is going to win Best
Song. He didn't win an Oscar for Moana?
No, not for Moana and not for Encanto. No. None of those
I'm
movies.
Surprised.
No. I was shocked about
I who, thought it was a different thing that he didn't won? Have yet.
No, it was the Oscar. Who won the Oscar of the year in Encanto?
Us internet all searching
like,
the internet.
No, my internet's like, no, you can't find out. This is not on topic of our podcast at all.
It's fine.
Hold on, I'm gonna find it. Hold on. Oh, no Time to Die won that year, which was the Billie Eilish James Bond song, which I guess.
I don't even know what that sounds like.
It's not even the best of the different James Bond songs.
Yeah. Skyfall is the best.
What song
James
is it?
Bond
we don't
song.
Talk about Bruno. Agreed.
No, the song that got it? Nominated was Dos Oruguitas.
Oh, okay.
Which is the one, which is a great song, but like.
Yeah. That's. Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Anyways.
This always happens to us. We got so sidetracked.
We love a good rabbit hole.
Yep. I so agree that Lin will be on that reboot.
Yep.
And he will have an EGOT.
Mm-hmm.
And be on Degrassi. And those are the only things that matter.
Oh, yes.
So true.
Anyways.
Thank you guys for having me on. Yeah, I don't
I was about
know
to say.
We've talked
yeah.
about Degrassi bands, and then we've talked about Lin-Manuel, yes. as promised.
I'm not editing a thing out of this. It's going
to
be all
the
this.
The entire thing.
Yes.
I don't think you need to.
No.
This is all gold.
Yeah.
I mean, you paused when you told me that story. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's right.
Obviously, all the rest of it needs to be in it.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's the only thing that would have needed to be cut. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think we're pretty funny.
Yeah, so. we're quickly approaching the end of the year, unfortunately, but it's been awesome. We'll have one more episode, I think, after this. And then.
Definitely.
See you
like
next year.
At least one more episode of my podcast before
oh,
the
yeah.
end of the year. But
so yeah,
2024. Big Degrassi podcasters in 2024, right?
Exactly.
Yes,
yes,
we will.
We
kill
need
game.
We need to talk to people who have been
Shane Kippel.
Shane, please. The man wished me happy birthday. Like
Shane Kippel, if you're listening
yeah,
to this,
exactly. Shane Kippel. It's either Shane Kippel or Stefan Berg.
We need a compilation of how many times Nathan has said Shane Kippel, if you're listening to this,
yep.
maybe
yep.
that will get his attention.
Yes.
Nathan, I think you should go through every single episode and find it, and then you should put it in our like last episode of the year and be like, in review.
Shane Kippel.
I'll
Shane
think
Kippel.
About it. If I could find all the clips.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Anyway.
Anyways, we hope you've enjoyed the ramblings and just the utter nonsense. Listen to 21 Chump Street. Listen to Degrassi Schools and listen to everything.
Listen
that
to
we
the
have...
Degrassi Kid podcast.
Yes, listen to
that.
Everything. Yes.
Degrassi Kid Discord.
And remember.
Remember.
Yeah, join the Patreon. Join all that stuff.
Remember.
Don't go
cuckoo bananas.
I think that's the most in sync we've ever done that.
In sync.
Instead of in a better place.
Where's that Backstreet Boys?
Everybody wants everybody.
Yeah,
now we're just singing. Wait, how do you stop it? Zoobie, zoobie, zoo.
Stop the recording.
This has been New Year, New Look, New Podcast. You can follow the podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. You can follow us, the host, on Instagram and Twitter. We have story highlights showing you where to follow us. You can follow the show on Spotify, Anchor, and Apple Podcasts. Follow us, rate us, tell us how we're doing, and we hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tied, Degrassi. Later.